Well, remember, there's three sublimation channels, mainly aesthetic, ethical, and we call it religious. Kierkegaard used those terms, by the way. This Kierkegaard discovered this. This is not my discovery. But I would say religion is dead now. Nobody can be truly religious anymore, but you can be spiritual, right? So we'll use that. So that's the only one that's not a dead end, because if you're ethical, you're still a person. You can be a good person, you can be right about this, and you know, but you'll still have a belief that you get it, and you know how everyone should act, and these are the rules of the Dharma, and you violate it. You know, you just become somebody that nobody wants to be around, you know? Real ethics can't be rule-based, but the ego can't get away from rules. But rules are made to be broken, and you know, it doesn't work. Ethics is not a valid frame of reference, so it won't get you beyond the ego. The aesthetic also, you can produce something, a beautiful object, but you won't know what beauty itself is, because even your sense of what is beautiful was determined by the culture and all of that, and the criteria, what is good music, what is good art, what is all of this, has already been contaminated by the movement of culture that has claimed that certain forms are obsolete, you know. You couldn't produce, an architect couldn't produce a Gothic temple anymore, you know, that just wouldn't, nobody would hire you to do that. The culture shifts, and if you produced a beautiful Manet-type painting, nobody would buy it, or a Cezanne, or any of those. It's over, that world is gone. It would be an imitation, you know. So you can't go back, that's the problem. And there is no more beauty. Beauty is, even artists don't like the word beauty anymore. It's almost a forbidden word, you know. We want to have something raw and vulgar, and you know, ever since Duchamp put the first urinal in a museum, in an art museum, and claimed that to be art, you know, art was over as a real capacity for a skillful representation of the archetypal beauty of the world. That's gone. So the aesthetic and the ethical are both very limited sublimation channels now. The only one that will get you where you want to go is the upper death drive, which is the spiritual one, in which the ego has to be completely eliminated. And so you don't sublimate. You will be gone, and the energy of consciousness will be sublimated into the higher levels. But the I that wants it, like the caterpillar, will never become a butterfly. It has to become goo that dissolves, and the protoplasm itself turns itself into a butterfly. But the caterpillar doesn't do it. In the same way, your ego can't turn itself into a soul. It just has to be gone, and then the soul emerges. So it has to happen through a self-sacrifice. But sacrifice to whatever you consider the higher self. Most people can't sacrifice to God because they don't really have faith that there's actually a God anymore. People want to try to believe it, and they'll say, okay, yeah, maybe, you know. But they can't really, very few people can hold on really, truthfully, from their heart to a sense of a connection to a real God that isn't a projection of their own ego, you know, belief system or something like that. So you have to recognize this as a level of consciousness of your own self that you have not yet reached, that it's not another, but there's a potentiality for a consciousness that is more intelligent than the level you are at. And you have to sacrifice the level you're at to get to the higher level. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay, I hope that was helpful. I'm a bit of a nihilist myself these days, because you can't go back to a culture of those values. You have to start with where you really are. And if you're an atheist, you can't just pretend to be a theist. You know, and the love of God isn't going to just suddenly develop within an ego that doesn't have that love. It's just not going to happen. So if you have a postmodern ego, you're only going to be able to get there through literally developing the capacity to think. Because that's the only thing you actually believe in, is that you can think, even though you can't. But you believe you can, and therefore you could develop that capacity by letting go of the premises of your thinking, the axioms, the initial conditions in which thought develops, and allow a new mode of thinking to emerge without the limitations of those primary assumptions about reality. That's really, when we talk about ego death, that's all we mean. We're letting go of the primary assumptions that we take for granted are part of reality. And we allow ourselves to question all of that. And that's when new paradigms can emerge.